Let me explain why nations that are pushing green energy will collapse and cease to exist unless they revert back to energy sources that actually work. You know, fossil fuels for now, and maybe hot fusion or cold fusion later on when those technologies are fully developed. But right now, in Texas, for example, ERCOT, E-R-C-O-T, it's called the Electric Reliability Council, runs 90% of the Texas power grid, which is isolated from the rest of the country, by the way. Texas has its own grid. Well, ERCOT has been putting out warnings lately saying that, hey, the wind isn't blowing and the wind generators aren't producing much. In fact, currently they're producing about 8% of their capacity. 8%. And so Tesla, the electric car company, has issued warnings that show up in your in-car display. And the warnings say, hey, don't charge your cars in Texas on certain days because, you know, the power grid's about to fail. And so remember that electric cars are supposed to be green cars. Green is supposed to save the planet, drive a green electric car. And wind energy is supposed to be green energy. Oh, save the planet, build a bunch of wind turbines. And no, they're not windmills, by the way. I hate it when people say windmills. Windmills mill grain. That's why they're called mills, because they're milling grain. Wind turbines or wind generators are not windmills. There's no corn at the bottom of those things. So just to be clear, they generate electricity, not cornmeal. I'm sorry to be a stickler about that, but I am precise in the way I describe things as they are. But now we're facing this situation then when the wind isn't blowing, so the green energy wind turbines aren't producing electricity, so you can't charge your green electric car, your Tesla. And so here you have, you know, what, a $75,000 Tesla sitting in your driveway, useless, and you have a $500,000 wind turbine, useless, just sitting there, and the economy is collapsing around these things. You know, if you rely on a Tesla for transportation, your transportation options have collapsed, right? And wind generation has collapsed down to 8%. That's a collapse. Not quite zero, but my goodness, it's almost zero. It's getting very bad. So think about this. The promise of green energy was that, oh, we could replace fossil fuels with all this stuff. But no, you can't. See, fossil fuels burn 24/7. You can burn natural gas or coal at night when the sun isn't shining and when the solar panels don't work. And you can also burn fossil fuels when the wind isn't blowing. You can burn coal and fossil fuels even when it's freezing rain outside, when the wind turbines are covered with ice. So any country that buys into the climate cult is actually joining a suicide cult. And they won't admit their mistakes, even as the system is collapsing all around them. Look at Western Europe right now. Western Europe is on the verge of an energy catastrophe. I mean, they're looking at the complete collapse of the industrial base in places like Germany and Hungary and the UK this coming winter if they don't find some alternative source of energy, because Russia's probably going to cut off all the gas. And of course, Western Europe has already cut off Russian oil, you know, oil embargoes and so on. So where is Western Europe going to get its energy since they dismantled their energy infrastructure? What are they going to use to heat their homes and heat the businesses and run the factories and run the government buildings? Got to have lots of government buildings. It's the European Union. Oh my gosh, the government buildings are the most important buildings of all. So what are they going to do? Well, I guess we're about to find out. And it's not going to be pretty. If they don't change course, Western Europe, as we know it, will collapse. It will cease to exist. And the same thing is true in the United States on a little bit longer timescale. If the U.S. doesn't go back to embracing fossil fuels and energy exploration and pipelines and natural gas and so on, then the United States of America, as we know it, will absolutely collapse and it will cease to exist. And by the way, given all the evil demons running the country right now, that might be the best option. It would be merciful to see this corrupt, nefarious, child-grooming, pedophile system run by homosexuals and trannies in Washington, D.C. To see that system collapse would probably be a good thing at this point. And it will collapse, because I don't think they're going to reverse course. So yeah, look, I call this energy transgenderism, you know, pretending that green energy is fossil fuels. It's kind of like pretending that a man is a woman. You can pretend all day, but when you go in for your OBGYN checkup, turns out you don't have a cervix. You still have a penis. You can pretend all day, but you don't have a cervix, sorry, and you don't have ovaries. It's like you can pretend that green energy is going to replace fossil fuels, and you know, this fairy tale land delusion is fine until the day it doesn't work. And then you're sitting there with, you know, $75,000 electric car that is a paperweight in your driveway. Ooh, look at that beautiful paperweight. And you still have to make payments on it, of course. And tens of millions of dollars of wind turbines just sitting there doing nothing. Ooh, look at the skyline. Wind turbines that aren't turning. There's just a bunch of idiots running this whole system. And they're running it into the ground. Of course, all on purpose. So, look, you've got to prepare for an energy collapse. And an energy collapse in America will also include, by the way, a near complete loss of domestic transportation, which means, yeah, food scarcity, riots, social unrest, total chaos, the collapse of civilization as we know it. That's where it's headed eventually if they don't turn this thing around. And yet the White House and in the EU, all the ministers and government people there, they're all claiming, no, we have to go more green. We need more green. Yeah. More green energy. The green energy is failing and they're doubling down and tripling down on it. That's a suicide cult. And they will, I mean, their nations will cease to exist before very long if this continues. You got to understand, collapse can happen overnight. It can happen very, very quickly. I mean, look at Sri Lanka. How did we get to just mass uprisings and riots and the collapse of the government and the collapse of the economy, no transportation, no medicine, no food? Boy, how did that happen overnight? Well, it was really rapid. It began to unravel and then it just accelerated and now it's over. No one knows how Sri Lanka is going to restart their economy and not face mass starvation and death and chaos and violence because those things have already begun. Now imagine that on a much larger scale across the United States, 330 million people starving to death, freezing to death. Or imagine that in Western Europe this coming winter. You know, there's a reason why Europeans are gathering wood and panic buying wood stoves. And you know what? If you can't buy a wood stove because they're all out, by the way, just get some steel barrels and go online and you can find some videos of how to make a wood-burning stove out of steel barrels. I admit it's not pretty, but it'll keep you from freezing. You might want to look into that if you're listening to this from Europe, because you're probably not going to have any heating fuel or gas, or probably no hot water, probably not much electricity, probably no job, because the industry won't work, factories won't run, you'll all be laid off, fired. And then Europe will descend into another kind of Sri Lanka. So, you see, that's where all this goes, because they wanted to go green. And they wanted to pretend that green energy was the future. No, green energy is what brings your country down because you didn't make the transition work. Green energy isn't mature enough yet. Maybe one day it will be, but it's not right now. You got to be smart about this. All right, thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And also check out my podcast and videos at brighteon.com. Take care.